Try to imitate. Well, you may or may not remember the Three Stooges, but I think it was Mo, might have been Larry. Well, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? So that was one gag that they had, that they were three grown-up men who acted like children. And one of them, when they got a good idea, he'd go, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like it hurt somewhere, you know? But that sounds good. And I will keep that in mind. You don't be surprised now if I call you up one day, get you, you know, do the ringy-ding-ding and ask you if we can have a little Morris Cuso. Yes, I know people do that, and it's reported to be one of the good inducements. You make yourself a little bit responsible to someone else, first of all. And so you put a little more effort. You want to put a shine on it, you know? And make it as good as you can. So maybe you practice more. And that was, if I can criticize my own failure, who better to do it, really, you know? Keeping in good practice was probably where I fell down. And the many different ways I tried to accomplish this. I mean, I tried just, you know, personal work on it. I did take a class. I went to every session of the class and still failed. Well, there was no pass-fail, really. There couldn't be. Not the way it was run, but it was run by a very good ex-Navy, not ex. Well, I guess he was, because he was out of service. Key person. I don't know really what his actual title was, but he was the key person on board, and he could have a conversation with you with language and a conversation with someone else with a key at the same time. And it was just sliding off a wet rock. You know, if you've ever done that, that's kind of fun. Especially if you've got a bare bottom and you got a slick rock. Those are required. Anyhow, I didn't make it enough fun to stay with it consistently every day and chart my progress. You need a little encouragement along the way. I just didn't do it right. And thought I could do it in a cinch, you know, that it wouldn't be an issue, but daggone, it's a real issue. I sometimes have an easy time of academic things, but Morse code, learning code, is not academic. It's not like reading a book and taking a test on what you read. No, it's not that at all. It's performance. It's getting everything right. And just like any language, if you get your letters mixed up or you miss two or three of them, it can become a puzzle and it just doesn't stop. And that's the real, I mean, and if you're with someone who is not real good at maintaining a certain speed, you can start off being considerate of the other person. There are some coders out there who I'm sure have another way of looking at it. Maybe we can open this up to others after this remark, but most people, as I understand it, most people who are good at Morse code will stay on with you, and they'll assume, first of all, that you can't receive any faster than you can send. I guess that's possible, but it's just best if you keep a steady a steady method. And then if you get better at it, then you can speed up. But that's kind of critical, because you can lose somebody's interest right away if you're pushing them. I bet there's other Morse code people. Why don't you open this up to other people who can comment on that, about the speed of someone who's just starting and you know right away that they're not really good at this. How would you treat them? You know, maybe that'd be a good thing to do. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we might have somebody, a person or two, that has some comments out there. But before we do that, let's see if there's any check-ins, late night check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or Net Control. Got all the check-ins. Is there anybody out there that has a comment or any advice for Larry? If so, call KO4JKV. I think they all went to bed, Larry.
That is a danger. I learned this with other people. I can keep something, you know, right on the tip of my tongue for at least 1 hour plus. That doesn't work for a lot of people. It doesn't work for my own life, you know. Being succinct, or saying what you mean without too much run of the mouth, it's how most people communicate. I am a blabbermouth. I don't know, maybe that's not part of your vocabulary. Blabbermouth. That might be a Tennessee saying. Don't know, don't hear it much, but my mama used to call me a blabbermouth. Once I learned to talk, you know, I couldn't get enough of it. I was also encouraged to be seen and not be heard. You've heard of that, I'm sure. I was one of those children, and my mother was one of those mamas, and when I started talking good, she would tire of it after a while. So, wouldn't you know, come to think of it, wouldn't you know that this is one of my favorite hobbies? Back to you.
KBQ, KO4JKV. Well, that sounds good, and I tell you, it's a good hobby if you like to talk. I'm not really a big talker. If I'm on HF frequencies, I'll hunt parks on the air, and I guess probably once every couple months I'll call CQ on the phone portion, but usually it's I'm doing CW, and both the hunting parks on the air and calling CQ and doing a little bit of rag chewing. It's good. One thing about Morse code is you can never tell if the other person on the other end is mad or being nasty or anything, because it's just dits and dahs, you know what I mean?
Yes, you mean. I know that may seem to be a failing. I don't know, since I'm not good with a key, I don't have experience, but I'll just guess at it. Until you get a rhythm, and perhaps that works just like it would, like in people who are singing in a choir. There's everything, even if you don't have music in front of you, sheet music in front of you, there's everything. Familiarity with the tune is one big one, of course, if you don't have sheet music. I don't read music. Donna does. Donna is our church choir and our church handbells. She runs both of those programs. And she was a music major in school. Her first job out of college was in a school, and she taught music. So, you know, we didn't have that in common. Just to be clear, we did not both have. I can sing, or I used to sing, but I can't read music at all. But there's so many cues there, so many things in sheet music, and I didn't know this before. Donna made clear some of the things that, because I never sat around with sheet music and tried to figure it out, you know? I think it's sufficiently complicated that it would be really difficult to look at it and figure it out. But she's made some of the notations and the like clear enough that I realize it's complicated. Now, code is different than that, although it is very similar to music, especially the rhythmic part of it. As you might guess, it's very rhythmic, and you can imagine yourself limited to the word dit and the word da. It's music with two words. Dit, da, da, dit, 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 da, da. You know, it really is. And, there's got to be some way to make it easier for the individual, but you just have to figure that for yourself. That's what I've come to understand. It can be made easier than just always working against yourself. You have to learn where your needs are and satisfy those needs. And I think I don't think I'm guessing when I say that it's best to actually be online with somebody, in CUSO with somebody. And you're not going to be the best in the beginning, so you have to have someone who's understanding where you are coming from. So your idea of doing this up the road, I like it, and we'll get on that one day. But it looks like 10:15 on the clock, and I don't want to keep everybody up. I'm being facetious now. But it's good to talk with you, and I'm glad that you shared a little more of your time than we normally have. And we'll do this again soon, hey? But I'll break it off now and let you get some rest. This is KK4JBQ, and 73.
Well, that was a very nice QSO, and that's what I'm here for Mondays. So Mondays, I never try to rush, never try to cut it short. I figure I'm here until the cows come home. So it'll be good talking to you, good stories, and we'll check with your progress and rest that voice so you can write to with Mark tomorrow, KQ4WHN. So we're going to say 7-3 to Larry and break with KK4JBQ. And we'll do one more last call for check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKB. For check-ins or comments, call KO4JKB. Post, well, we did it again. That was a really good net there. Lots of check-ins. We had a total of 53 tonight, which is excellent. Tomorrow night, your net controller will be Mark, KQ4WHN. He always runs a fantastic net, so check him out tomorrow night at 9 p.m. As we are here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller, so we encourage you to become regulars and check in every night if possible. So thanks again, and stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.